We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
So Debbie is what we're calling her, and she knows that the Jeff and Jen Show loves awkward. We celebrate the awesomely awkward moments of life, and she knows we like a good dumpster fire, too. And she thinks that hers is pretty epic, so she wants to share it with us. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, yeah, I definitely got a dumpster fire for you. So let me just give you a backstory. Me and my boyfriend for a year just found out we're pregnant.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, it's Halloween approaching, and I was at a costume shop, and, you know, I thought it'd be funny. I tried one of those Prego belly bumps, you know, with the boobs, the whole, you know, the whole ugly thing. And
it's
I thought
beautiful.
It would help. Yeah.
The whole beautifully big costume.
But what you meant was it's the exaggerated ugly big boobs.
Exactly. I mean, it was like the whole, yes, it was exaggerated completely. And I thought it'd be funny, you know, and help break the ice maybe. And so I FaceTimed my parents with it on, you know, zoomed on in the belly, everything. And, you know, they're like, har har, that's funny. You know, it's Halloween. Is that what you're going as, you know? And then I just didn't know what to do. And so I played along with that, and they're like, oh, my God, we panicked. Like, thank God. You know, that would be the worst thing on the world, like, to get pregnant by that man you're dating.
Oh, no.
And, yeah. And me and my boyfriend are supposed to go home this weekend, and we were supposed to tell them.
So they think the whole pregnancy belly thing wasn't an announcement. They just thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I didn't say anything because I didn't know how to play it.
So you're on FaceTime with them in a costume shop, and you just think it would be funny, and they would go, ha, 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 and then when you went home this weekend, you'd be able to go, hey, remember when I sent you that funny picture? Well, guess what? It's coming true. And they'd be like, oh, we're getting a grandbaby. And everybody would hug around, but the backfire was... They're like, oh, thank God that's only a costume because you're dating a loser.
Oh no,
basically, they didn't
say,
yeah.
They didn't say that, did they?
Yeah, they did actually. They said, oh my God, he's a loser. What are you thinking? Like, thank God. Like they were like, you panicked us.
Did you know before this happened that they didn't care for him?
No. I had no idea.
And you have not told your boyfriend this, have you?
No. He knows I'm pregnant, yes, but not about
he
this.
He doesn't know that they
that
don't
would
really
crush
approve.
Him. That would crush him.
But you've got to tell him, right? No?
No.
They're going home this weekend to say that she's having a baby.
No, I mean, I don't know how to handle it, but you can't tell him my parents think you're a loser.
No way. He's got to go into that situation as confident as possible.
Yeah, he's baby daddy. He's going to be around for about 18 years.
So does she have to pre-tell her parents?
No, she pre-tells him to go into it with a plan of like, we're going to make you look like a stallion.
Okay.
You know?
Well, he already is a stallion. He put a baby in it. What I'm saying is, so he obviously wasn't at the costume shop.
No.
Okay.
No.
What are we calling her again? Debbie.
Debbie.
Okay. This is great. I mean, it's terrible, but here's the thing. If you go home this weekend and you say, hey, guess what? And are you going to like bring like an ultrasound or something like isn't that or put it like in a card or have a little T-shirt that says, yeah, I'm going to be number one grandpa or something. Whatever you do. What if their response is, oh, is this part of the joke? Are you keeping the joke going from the costume shop? And now your boyfriend knows that there is a precursor So you got to tell your parents before and be like, dudes, shut up about loser.
Yeah, I think you have to preempt them.
She has to
my
go to...
My parents or both?
I think
my parents?
I think your parents. I would protect his feelings from how they really feel about him.
Mm-hmm. You got to go to one or the other, because if not, something bad's
going to happen. I'm honestly like terrified to tell them now, because I don't...
Maybe they won't notice. Can you avoid them for 20 years?
No.
You just lay low. You just be busy.
I don't think they'll go for that.
All right. The phones are ringing. I don't know if this is advice coming in, but if you give us 3 minutes to go through these phone calls, we might have someone who can
help. Yeah, I mean, I need all the advice I can get. So
could help you out.
Oh, no. This is so
bad. Yeah, I need as many ideas as I can get, because I am, not expecting this.
All right, hold on, person. We're calling Debbie. Just to make sure I understand this, Jen.
Yeah.
She is pregnant by her boyfriend.
Yes.
And is picking out her Halloween costume and sees a fake pregnant woman costume, like a belly with big boobs and whatever, and FaceTimes her parents, like, guess what? As a joke. Guess what? And they go, ah, ha, ha, it's just Halloween. We know you're not pregnant. You wouldn't get pregnant by that loser. That would ruin your whole life.
You scared us. We wouldn't want you to have a baby with that loser.
Not knowing that she really is pregnant by that loser, because she's planning on telling them this weekend, and they don't know yet, because she probably wasn't, 3 months before you tell people and stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Whew, make your noise, Kelly. It's very appropriate here.
That's awkward.
All right, every phone line's ringing right now, but if you want to try to get through, 404-263-0941. I think she has to go to her parents solo first and tell them to play it cool, right?
I think so.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
If dumpster's on fire.
If you are just jumping into the Jeff and Jen Show this morning, we are calling her Debbie. She is expecting a baby with her boyfriend of a year, and was just looking for Halloween costumes and found one of those big pregnancy ones. So put it on and FaceTimed her parents.
Who don't know that she's pregnant.
At all.
Was just like being
just
a joke.
Joking around with them, and they see this big, huge pregnancy belly, and they sort of jump in front of her announcement and say, oh, what a joke. Thank God you're not pregnant with that loser boyfriend that you have. And she and her boyfriend were planning to go home this weekend and tell her parents that they are really expecting a baby. But the parents thought it was a joke and then insulted the boyfriend. So
I think they actually used the word loser. Did I hear that right, Debbie? Did they actually call your boyfriend a loser?
Yeah, they actually.
Okay. Well, I think we've decided... and I know you didn't call us for advice. You just called us because of our love of awkward. And this is good. This wins some sort of awkward trophy. So congrats on that.
An epic dumpster fire you're walking into.
Yeah.
But so here's the thing. We agreed, the group of us agreed, that you either have to tell the parents or tell the boyfriend. Like, you can't take both of them in blind, because then there's too much of a chance that you get burned by not telling one of them. So the debate is... Who do you tell?
Do you tell the parents first, or do you tell the boyfriend first?
Hey, boyfriend, my parents think you're a loser. Heads up. Let's go.
Oh.
Brett in Atlanta, who does she tell?
Hey, I think she needs to talk to her boyfriend. The reason being is because they're both adults. If they're in this together, if they're in this for the baby, you know, despite what her parents say, she doesn't feel that way. He needs to know that she has his back in the situation. And that she doesn't think he's a loser.
But
she has to talk to the boyfriend.
But wouldn't it be better if he just didn't know ever?
Sometimes.
No, because if he does find out, then he's going to think that the hesitation on her part might be that she agreed with him in some way. And that's going to plant doubt in his mind in their relationship.
Ugh, Britt, your maturity has no place on this brochure. Kathy and Marietta.
I think he would not be the first man that the in-laws hated. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. She has to tell him how they feel about him.
Really? But there's a way to say it.
I really do.
There is a way to say it.
Okay, let's hear it, Kelly.
Yeah. What do you say to him?
Because you're so graceful with interpersonal communication. Let's hear how you finesse this.
Kelly might have some experience with dating losers.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I've never been pregnant, but if I found myself in that situation while dating said loser, I would have to say to him, like, look, my parents haven't really been impressed with my lineup so far, and we are about to drop a bomb on them, and you're not their favorite person because they don't know the real you, and the real is going to take it. Hold on,
I'm playing the role of your boyfriend.
Okay.
Well, Kelly, how do you know they don't like me? I'm really charming, and I got a job.
Well, I'm assuming because they've hated everyone else that I've dated.
Oh, so you don't know? You don't know
trust?
Okay, you don't know for a fact that they hate me.
No, I don't.
Oh, so they've never said to you?
No.
Nope. He's a loser. Oh,
no.
Okay.
And if they did, I would protect your feelings.
Oh, you would?
By putting you in the most amazing spotlight, this bright light that just shines trust. And compatibility and longevity.
Okay, let's go to your parents' house then, because it won't be awkward at all if they point out the FaceTime you guys had 3 days ago where they called me a loser.
She could get busted that way. She could.
Tabitha.
Yes, I think the parents should just suck it up, because regardless if they like him or not, that's going to be their grandchild. I have three mixed kids, and my parents, you know, at first they weren't thrilled about it, but in all reality, it's their grandchild, and they should push the feelings that they have for the boyfriend to the side just for the sake of the baby.
So you say don't ever say a word to the boyfriend. Go to the parents.
Exactly.
Okay, thank
you. My husband never really stood up for me, so she should stand up for him and be like, I love him. He's the father of my child, the father of your grandkids. Suck it up.
Anita. Hey, what's up?
Hey, if she absolutely has to tell him, Kelly's on the right track, you know, soften it any way you can. But I would say don't tell him at all, because you can never take that back.
Right.
My daughter dated a guy in high school that I had some concerns about, and I told her, and she went and told him, and he told his parents, and over the 6.5 years that they were together, I began to really like the guy. But that was always there. Oh, well, your parents think I'm a loser. It was always, always there.
Yeah, and if you'd never called him a loser, Anita, they would have broken up in 4 weeks.
No. Hey,
Marcus, what's up?
Hey, this is the story of my life. My wife, before we got married, my wife's parents, I thought they liked me until I came home, until we got there and told them we're getting married, and my mother-in-law started crying.
Oh, no.
And saying, like, oh my God. And saying, you know, and it's crazy because I talked to my wife afterwards about the marriage part of it, and she was like, yeah, she kind of saw me as marrying a certain kind of person. We're from different cultures and different countries. And then after my first son was born, my mother-in-law didn't want me to take my son home back here to Atlanta, and it was just a big mess. But the thing is, I was super confident, and I was like, I'm going to prove you wrong. You're going to like me by the end of it. So me and my wife have been married 6 years, and finally my mother-in-law loves me like the son. But the thing is, I think she needs to tell him and be upfront, because, you know, you're never going to, you got to face it. You got to face it at the beginning, not the end. I'd rather face it like I faced it instead of waiting to the very end to face it.
Thanks, Marcus.
That's personal experience right there. She cried.
Oh, God, Debbie.
She cried.
What if you tell your parents and your mom starts to cry? Can you please? Okay, I know you weren't calling for advice, so we're sorry that we just threw you into that ocean. But can
No, I mean, that gave me a lot to think about.
Okay.
So that's good, I guess.
All right. There's still more advice coming in. We're just running out of time. Gina in Buford says, don't even bring the boyfriend. Just go home to see your parents alone first.
Chrissy, though, in Social Circle says, being an adult means standing up to your parents.
Can you please promise to call us at this time on Monday and just let us know how it went, especially if your mom cries?
Yeah.
What if her dad cries?
I hope she doesn't.
What would be worse?
She does.
Wow. All right. Have fun making your...
If my dad cried, that would be the worst.
All right. Have fun ruining your parents' lives this weekend. And congratulations on the baby.
Oh, wow. Well.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
Dumpster's on fire!
Wow. I'm just feeling so bad for her.
Part of me feels so bad because she didn't call up for advice. But we'll open it up on Facebook. Facebook.com, Jeff and Jen Show. You're going to give her some input.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.